Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hi there, Darren. Good to be with you.
Good to have you with us. And as you are worth your weight in gold today, you need to give us our tips, our heads up. How do we avoid our money ending up in the scammers' hands between today and throughout Black Friday and Cyber Monday?
Well, there's that danger, and it's a big one. And there's also just getting carried away in the whole festival of it,
yeah.
A festival of spending and on credit, and then all those bargains that we think we've got, I mean, you just obliterate any savings with interest that you're going to be paying in coming months. And
yeah.
If, I mean, let's not forget, we already got 20% of unsecured credit agreements, such as furniture, credit cards, store cards, which are severely delinquent more than 6 months in arrears. So I am the killjoy, Darren.
Okay.
But security, yes. I would say that if you are not super savvy and experienced at shopping online and being able to see what is a genuine site and what isn't, what's secure and what isn't, if you haven't been doing this for a long time, stay away from the computer, stay away from shopping in the next 24 hours. I mean, as we know, this it's now Black November, so there's been quite a build-up. But I think it remains that, you know, the Friday is still the big one. I would say just go into a shop rather. You've been talking about Edgar's there. Just go and do that good old-fashioned, you know, put the mask on and queue, because you're much safer that way. It's a perfect storm, Darren. We've had a long, bleak time in this country and all over the world because of COVID, because of lockdowns, because of lost income, because of not being able to go out, being separated from our loved ones. And people feel more than ever the need to kind of reward themselves,
yeah.
So to get some feel goods going. We sell therapy. We don't know if we're going to have the fourth wave seems inevitable.
Yeah.
Are we going to have another lockdown? So like, oh, there's this little window now. Let's go mad. And believe me, the forces are sitting, lurking in cyberspace, just waiting for the lambs to the slaughter. So it's a two-edged thing. It's a financial thing, and it's also, you know, you could spend, have the credit, and still get nothing because you were ripped off.
Yeah.
All your personal details were compromised. So it's, I think, tread very carefully.
Yeah.
We've got a whole lot of newbies online, thanks to, you know, people having to embrace online that really aren't that sussed.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are going to get caught. So stick to good old bricks and mortar malls,
if you can.
If you're not really confident that you're not going to slip up on that.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. And for more of these tips, you can head on over to the lifestyle page on our website, ecr.co.za. And this Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola will be podcast after the show, where you can listen, share, repeat. Listen, share, repeat. Thank you.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.